Chapter 4. The Secret Garden. In the morning the rain stopped. The sky was a deep, clear blue. When Martha went to help her mother in the cottage, Mary went outside. She went to see Ben in the kitchen garden.
"Spring is coming, Miss Mary,"
he said as he leaned on his spade.
"Can you smell the soil? It's getting ready to grow things. Soon you'll see the first green shoots coming up."
Then Mary heard the rustling of wings. And there was the robin. He pushed out his red chest.
"Do you think he remembers me?" she asked.
"Of course he does. He's never seen a little girl before. He wants to know all about you."
"Ben, you know the garden with the locked door? The garden where the robin lives? Will there be green shoots in there? Will there be roses?"
Ben picked up his spade and started to dig.
"Ask him," he said. "No one else has been in there for 10 years.
"I was born 10 years ago," thought Mary.
As she walked away from the kitchen garden, she thought about all her new friends, Ben and Martha and the robin. Having friends was a new idea for Mary. Then she saw the robin again. He was hopping about in a flower bed.
"Ben was right. You do remember me," whispered Mary softly.
The robin hopped up to a little hole in the soil.
"He's looking for worms to eat," Mary thought.
She went nearer. And then she saw something sticking up from the hole. She reached out her hand and touched it. It was made of metal, and it felt rusty and damp. She pulled it out. It was a key. Mary gasped.
Was it?
Could it be the key to the secret garden? She put it in her pocket.
"I'll carry it all the time," she decided. "If I find the door, I'll be ready. The secret garden will be my garden. No one else will know about it."
In the morning, Martha told Mary about her day at the cottage.
"Mother and I did the washing," she said, "and then we made little cakes for the children. They ate them when they came in from the moor. The hot cakes smelled so nice, and we had a good fire. In the evening, we mended clothes. And I told the children all about you, Miss Mary. The little girl from India who couldn't put on her own clothes."
"India is different from England," said Mary. "If they want to hear more, you could tell them I have had a ride on an elephant. And there are tiger hunts."
"They would love to hear about elephants and tigers," said Martha.
"But Mother is worried about you. All alone in this great big place. She says I must try to cheer you up. Look, I've brought you a present."
She held out a skipping rope with a blue and red handle at each end. Mary stared at it.
"What is it?" she asked.
"Haven't you ever seen a skipping rope before? Don't they have skipping ropes in India?"
Martha ran into the middle of the room and started to skip. 1, 2, 3. She didn't stop until she had reached 100.
"Could I learn to skip like that?" asked Mary.
"Try it," said Martha, handing her the rope. "You will need to practice. Mother said it would do you good, skipping and breathing good fresh air. It will make your arms and legs grow strong."
Mary put on her hat and coat and put her skipping rope over her arm. At the door, she stopped.
"Thank you, Martha," she said. "I know that you don't have much money for presents."
"You're a strange child, Miss Mary," said Martha.
Mary skipped and counted and counted and skipped. The sun was shining and she could smell the damp soil. Mary Lennox was enjoying herself. She skipped past the ivy-covered wall and into the kitchen garden.
Ben was digging and talking to the robin.
"You've got some red in your cheeks at last," he said to Mary.
The robin put his head on one side and looked at her with his bright little eyes.
"I've never skipped before," she replied. "Now I can reach 100.
She skipped round all the gardens, the key heavy in her pocket. She skipped back to the ivy-covered wall. There was the robin, sitting on a branch.
"You showed me where the key was yesterday," said Mary. "Will you show me the door today?"
The robin flew up to the top of the wall and started to sing. Then there was a gust of wind. The curtain of ivy was blown away from the wall, and underneath it, Mary saw a handle. A door handle. And next to it, a lock. She took the key from her pocket and stretched out her arm, her hand shaking.
The key fitted.
She turned it and pushed the door open. She stepped into the secret garden. Everything was still and silent. The robin stopped singing and Mary looked around. The garden was tangled and overgrown, but nothing was green. She had seen roses in India, and although there were no flowers, she knew that these long grey stems were rose plants. But were they alive or dead? She skipped along the path which ran round the garden. In one place, she saw some green shoots. Perhaps they were snowdrops or daffodils. She put down her skipping rope and walked slowly round the garden. She found more green shoots, but they didn't have room to grow because of the grass and the weeds. Mary took off her coat and set to work. While she was eating her lunch, Mary spoke to Martha. She said,
"I wish I had a little spade. Then I could dig in the garden like Ben Weatherstaff, the gardener. And if I had some seeds, I could plant them and make them grow. I've got enough money to buy them."
Of course, she said nothing about the secret garden. Martha thought it was a good idea.
"There's a little shop in the village," she said. "I think they sell garden tools, and I know they sell seeds. Dickon often goes there. He knows which seeds to get and how to make them grow. You could write a letter to Dickon and ask him to get the things for you. I'll give the letter to him."
Mary wrote the letter and put it in an envelope with the money.
"Will Dickon bring the things?" asked Mary. "I would like to see him." "I'm sure he will, Miss Mary.